From Menswear by a Woman podcast. Welcome to my Saturday mini pod. Today's episode, I was going to be talking about spring summer, but I felt like I'm going to do spring summer later on. And this episode that I want to talk about was very interesting as I've been reading and researching more and more about it. It's about the women wearing menswear. Now, not in this decade. We're talking about women in the 1918 or 1920s, 30s, 40s, wearing menswear. Now, if you think about it, during those time, women wearing menswear was very not seen, and it was a scene of rebelling, and it wasn't supposed, you wasn't supposed to wear, women were supposed to wear women clothes, end of. And whoever wore men's trousers, men's where was seen rebelling, basically. So it's the women that I'm talking about, that I'm going to be talking about, I would actually have to say they were so ahead of their time. And I have to kind of address it that how, because of them, it's fascinating stories behind them and actually wearing menswear. Now, during those time, I can't imagine what these women must have gone through, and to be different in a sense, to change the way women should be wearing. We all know about Coco Chanel, how she wore, you know, the trousers, how she wore her trousers in 1918 or 1920s. But there were other women as well at the same time. So other women, like, as you know, we always see images of Marlene Dietrich, Katharine Hepburn. These ladies were always being shown in every book, and every menswear book always talks about it, which is absolutely fine. Because if you think about it, Katharine Hepburn in a man's suit looks so, so stylish. You cannot say to me she didn't. She looked amazing in it. Marlene Dietrich, how can you not remember her? The very famous German actress in Hollywood. How can you forget the famous tuxedo, the black tuxedo with the top out? I've actually forgotten the name of the film. But that's one of the films that, you know, I recall and I remember her very much of. But there's also some others as well that I feel like that I need to talk about. Now, I've only got 10 minutes, and this is like an episode that within 10 minutes I won't be able to fit everyone in, and I'm hoping to do an episode about these women. One of the women that I've come across, Gladys Bentley, American singer and a pianist. Now, she was American blues singer and a pianist and entertainer during the Harlem Renaissance, and there is a picture of Gladys in a white tuxedo, with a top hat, and I think this image is from the 1920s. Now, as a African-American woman wearing this kind of suit, I can only imagine how much she went through. And to be able to do what she did was, I take my hat off to her in a sense, because if you think about it, there is so much reference about the European women, but the women like Gladys Bentley, I've actually done research, and tell you the truth, I came across her through vintage. I actually came across her on this website called thevintagedancer.com. Fantastic website. And when I saw this, I was fascinated about her. I thought, I've not come across her ever. And she's wearing the same style of tuxedo as Marlene Dietrich did. Kind of the same time. Hers was in 1920s. I think Marlene was the same time as well. Within this 10 minutes, I'm hoping I can fit everyone else in. There was also I came across this other African American first pilot, commercial pilot license holder. Her name was Janet Harmon Waterford Bragg. And when I came across her image was a white flared trousers with a aviator's jacket. And with this image, when you see this image, it's absolutely beautiful image capturing a way menswear I've not been captured. And we're talking about, I think her image was in the 1930s. If I'm wrong, please do correct me. I think it'd be 1930s or 1925 or something like that. But when I came across this, I was like fascinated by all of these women. We're talking about Katharine Hepburn, Marlene Dietrich, Gladys Bentley, Janet Bragg, the European women who wore menswear were where we actually see everywhere. Not Janet Bragg or not Gladys Bentley, but Marlene Dietrich, Coco Chanel, and also Katharine Hepburn. I wanted to know a bit about, as being a South Asian woman, I wanted to know what about the South Asian women? Wasn't there anyone else like who was wearing these kind of menswear suits as well? And even though those time, right, rebelling in wearing menswear suit was huge, and to us it's like, why was it huge? But those time it was, women weren't allowed to, I mean, you know, women weren't seen, it wasn't right to seen. What Coco Chanel went through when she introduced trousers was, you know, it was a history of fashion. Anyway, going back to the South Asian women, there is an image of when I spoke to Peter Bance, sorry, not an image. When I spoke to Peter Bance on one of the episodes of Menswear by a Woman podcast, he actually told me about this princess called Princess Indira Devi from Punjab. And what she did was she actually escaped the palaces of Punjab, got on the ship, and came all the way to England. She worked for the BBC radio as a broadcaster for the British Indian Army during the World War. And she literally was probably one of those princesses who didn't want that status, wanted to be free from that status of the tradition, culture, and everything. And there is an image of her wearing a man's suit, pinstripe suit with a Cuban shirt and a cigarette. I can't tell you, I've never, ever, ever seen these kind of images in my entire menswear career. And when I saw this image, I just thought, how comes we don't talk about this? How comes this image isn't in any books? When I saw this image of Indira, she also was, when I read about her, she was also the face of Vogue as well. I've not heard about this. And her suits, the men's suits that she used to wear, were all tailored, absolutely beautifully made, tailored suit. Also, another princess, well, she became the queen of Jaipur. Her name is Gayatri Devi. Now, Gayatri Devi, Maharani Gayatri Devi, was born and brought up in England and was in boarding school in UK. And when you actually, there's an image of Maharani Gayatri Devi riding her horses, and basically she's in her jodhpurs with her riding boots with a very tailored fitted check blazer, waistcoat with a white shirt with a black tie. I mean, when you look at these images, these are traditional women who were breaking, not breaking, actually that'd be the wrong word to use, but actually taking on another culture. There's an image of Gayatri Devi on a ship where she's actually wearing these loose trousers with a jacket, two-button jacket with a shirt on, and she's got a cigarette in her mouth. It's a man's suit, basically, she's wearing. So looking back at all of these women, from Coco Chanel, Marlene Dietrich, Gladys Bentley, Janet Bragg, Princess Indira Devi, Maharani Gayatri Devi from Jaipur, all of these women in those times were breaking all the rules that were set for women to wear certain way clothing. And I can't tell you, these women were so ahead of their time that when you look at these women and you see pictures of these women and what they were wearing, it's fascinating. At the same time, it's remarkable what these women were doing. Now, that's when I say those are the women who wore menswear. Not the women who are wearing menswear now, but those women in the past, because they had so much against them that with all of these rules and regulations of what a woman should be wearing, they broke all of that and gave us a memory of research and to remember them by. At the same time, yeah, their careers were amazing, but with their careers at the same time, these women were so forward thinking about how menswear to them was. So these women, as I say, were menswear. I'm Samila from Menswear by a Woman podcast, and next Tuesday is the new episode. Please join me then and have a lovely weekend.